I put my pen down. Finished. My final exam is over. I feel the Cheshire Cat grin spread over my face. It's probably the first time all week that I've smiled. It's Friday, and we should be celebrating tonight. Really celebrating. I might even get drunk. I've never been drunk before. Honey, no!
Oh, no!
You're about to graduate college. You should have gotten fucked up, shitty drunk, like, one time or two, just for the experience, even if it's not for you.
Right!
Yeah, I'm not saying you have, like, I'm not saying everybody has to get drunk or enjoy drinking, but the first time you get drunk maybe shouldn't be as you're graduating college.
Like, right? Like, allow yourself to savor the experience. Like, make it something special by knowing when to do it.
The first time I ever got properly drunk, and I'm going to tell this story and keep it in the podcast, was when my family was on a vacation and we were in Russia. We were on a cruise and we were taking a long bus to St. Petersburg from where our ship had been docked. On the way back, we stopped at, like, I guess it's their version of, like, a country western themed medieval times. It's like that, yeah, where it's, like, supposed to be, like, Russian. It was, like, a Russian experience, a traditional Russian experience in, like, food, music, and they ended off with shots of vodka.
Oh, no.
I was of age to drink in Russia, so they poured me a shot. And my parents were like, well, if you want to take a shot of vodka, feel free. So I did. And then they poured me another shot. And I took that shot, too, because I was not 21. So I wasn't particularly intelligent, but of legal age in Russia. I took like two or three shots and stood up and went, this is a weird feeling. And got on the bus back to the cruise ship and just fell asleep. The first time I got drunk, I ate borscht and fell asleep.
Well, and you know, borscht is really good.
It was so good.
The first time I got drunk, I was given two bottles of Japanese plum wine, umeshu, by a very good friend of mine. That's about 40% alcohol, and it tastes like delicious candy. I love it. So I decided, you know, I'm going to crack this. It's my birthday. And I'm going to drink it. So I did. Over the course of the night, I was drinking this plum wine just straight out of the bottle while Skyping with my good friend Shigehiro Okada, who I will actually link because he's an excellent artist who needs more work, who lives in Tokyo. Shigehiro, love him, does not speak very much English. And over the course of the night, my Japanese did not improve, let's say. In fact, it degraded very, very quickly into the point where my recollection is that we had somehow communicated that we should show each other art. So I was just finding pictures that I had drawn and showing him. And he was doing the same thing. So
that's adorable.
It was fantastic. And I woke up the next morning and posted about it because it was an incredible experience. I did not remember this until waking up. But at some point in the night, I had become fascinated by the concept of. I woke up with a folder on my computer called Citrus Dogs, in which I had collected these photos. I posted about it and actually asked people to give me more. And I think I might still have it on an old hard drive somewhere. But the Citrus Dogs experience is how I think of it. So it can be fun. Just be safe.
Yeah.
At one point, I had gotten to the point, I have a selfie somewhere of myself with a bucket. It's like a plastic bin on my head because I was convinced I was going to barf. I did not. So I wanted something nearby, but I didn't know where to put it. So I put it on my head. To be clear here, I was at least 20, I think I was 22.
Mm-hmm.
So... But you know, that was my choice. I liked umeshu. I had tried it before in much more contained contexts and I just decided to go buck wild. Oh, well.
I can't remember the first time I got properly drunk, but I'm going to say I was probably like 14 or 15 years old.
No, oh, jeepers creepers.
Cause you know, it's Scotland. We, we go hard over here. And I went real hard in my youth and just absolutely burnt myself out by the time I was like 21. And I just don't really drink that much anymore because my body just can't bounce back like it used to.
Your body remembers what you did to it.
That's why I absolutely cannot drink Sambuca or gin or tequila, because my body just remembers the terrible things that happened to it when I drink those things.
Oh, jeepers. Oh. Well, I will let you both know that Kingston is also quite well known, and I'm actually working part-time on designing an escape room in a brewery. We've got a lot of local breweries, and some of them are pretty good. I've had their Hawaiian Pale Ale. It was good. Notes of not necessarily pineapple, but certainly tropical fruit is what I got. So.
Well, it's going to be a bonus episode where I talk about the job I used to have. Okay. Back to this. Wait, I have a question. Are these big words that are in this PDF? No,
they're there for me too. I don't know what they mean.
Is this?
It's super blurry.
Yeah, but I don't think they're actually part of the story, so I'm not going to read them.
Oh, no, do read. No, I will read them. I will tell you why this is in the story.
Okay. I glance across the sports hall at Kate, and she's still scribbling furiously 5 minutes to the end. Hold up. I graduated university, like, roughly 5 years ago at this point. I never took a final in a gym.
That's
what we call it in America, by the way. I've never taken a final in the gym. I always took my finals in the classroom.
Nope. Where I've had them in the gym. The big, like...
What?
Yeah. At, well, it's technically the physical education center, but it's a fucking gym.
That's...
I was trying to think. What was the last exam I took? I know I one of the last ones I took was definitely university, there.
My university's, like, sports... centers were so far removed from the rest of campus that it would have been like, hey, students, walk 3/4 of a mile to take your final.
Fuck
and
that.
The students would have rioted.
Right. No, we did it because, like, our campus is fairly clustered except for West Campus, but we don't talk about West Campus.
That's fair.
And most of the actual classrooms, especially the older buildings, because Kingston's got stuff from, like, the 1800s, are pretty small. So... the gyms are pretty big, so they just hurt. I had exams with, like, I think mathematics students were next to me, and I was like, Jesus Christ, I hope I get the right paper.
Oh, that's terrifying.
Yeah.
Gross. All right. This is it. The end of my academic career. I never have to sit in rows of anxious, isolated students again. Inside, I'm doing graceful cartwheels around my head, knowing full well that's the only place I can do graceful cartwheels. That's actually almost funny. Kate stops writing and puts her pen down. She glances across at me, and I catch her Cheshire Cat smile, too. Okay, so Cheshire Cat once, that's actually kind of cool. Cheshire Cat twice, I hate it. We head back to our apartment together in her Mercedes, refusing to discuss our final paper. Kate is more concerned about what she's going to wear to the bar this evening.
What?
I am.
She's not like other girls.
I am busily fishing around in my purse for my keys. And then we have this weird, very large text. Why didn't you tell me there was danger?
Oh, this is okay.
Why didn't you warn me?
No, okay. I've got the paragraph you're missing. That's what I'm looking at. Okay, so I'll read that. Anna, there's a package for you.
No, I have that. It's underneath the big...
Yeah, it's underneath this big, weird block of text, which, honestly, like, reading this block of big, weird text feels like just some kind of, like, glitch in the Matrix and meta-Anna has inserted some giant text into the...
No, like, mine's parsed properly. Like, I've got the paragraph above that, and then the big text, and then the little text.
Yeah, I have the big text and the little text. I just don't know what the fuck this big text is.
Oh, it's a quote from Tessa Duperville's.
Oh.
Oh, see, I picked that immediately. Like, it's 100% what it has to be. 100%.
So,
remember
I guess this quote block.
E.L. James knows, like, we know she knows Alice in Wonderland. We know she's read Twilight, and we know she's read Tess of the D'Urbervilles, or at least has skimmed it, or saw an adaptation of it.
I love that you keep pronouncing it Tess of the D'Urbervilles, like smoking a dube.
Oh no, it's D'Urbervilles, isn't it?
Yeah, I've always heard it as D'Urbervilles.
It is D'Urbervilles. I just forgot there was an extra R in there.
Tess of the D'Urbervilles. She's wearing one of those like big beanie hats with the Rasta dreads.
I parsed it as Uber and not Uber or I can't. Fuck. My tongue's not working today. There's a reason for that.
Don't worry. The first time I heard Tess D'Urbervilles said out loud was when one of you said it. Oh. Because I've only ever seen it written down.
Fuck you, Peter. Peter just shitposted on me.
Yeah, I did see that. That's... All right, so apparently this quote block says, "Why didn't you tell me there was danger? Why didn't you warn me? Ladies know what to guard against because they read novels that tell them of these tricks. Anna, there's a package for you." Kate is standing on the steps up to the front door holding a brown paper parcel. "Odd. I hadn't ordered anything from Amazon recently." Kate gives me the parcel and takes my keys to open the front door. It's addressed to Miss Anastasia Steele. There's no sender's address or name. Perhaps it's from my mom or Ray. It's probably from my folks. "Open it!" Kate is excited as she heads into the kitchen for our exams are finished, hurrah, champagne. Ugh, champagne. I open the parcel and inside I find a half-leather box containing three seemingly identical old cloth-covered books in condition and a plain white card. Written on one side in black ink in neat cursive handwriting is...
I think that's where the big text goes.
Yep, see, so, is yours not formatted correctly?
No.
Oh, see, mine is.
Mine and these is above Anna, there's a package for you.
Oh, see, yeah. No, mine's the other way around. So I knew that this was a quote from Tess of the D'Urbervilles. Have to remember, E.L. James is lazy. And only remembers about three books she studies from university, maybe. So, like,